U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced legislation to address the national housing shortage and make it easier for rural workers to live in the communities they serve. The Farmhouse to Workforce Housing Act would expand the existing Housing Preservation Grants, or HPG, program to allow rural homeowners to construct additional housing on their property, such as an attached apartment unit or a small home nearby, to be available for rent. Currently, HPGs are underused and receive limited funding that can only cover small costs and repairs. So the legislation would optimize the program for rural housing creation, increasing its funding and expanding eligibility for homeowners who want to participate. Senator Moran said there's a high demand for rural housing across Kansas, and it's important that Kansas's housing programs offer creative solutions to address the issue. He said modernizing the Housing Preservation Grants program will help create new avenues for renovating and constructing homes in smaller communities in Kansas and across the country. This legislation would allow recipients to use HPG money to construct additional housing units either within or outside their home, authorize funding for the nationwide program, offer grants of up to $100,000 to low or medium income recipients, require the original home to be 25 years or older, establish a required landlord education program to help homeowners learn how to oversee rental housing, and create a 5-year ownership and occupancy requirement upon completion to prevent homeowners from flipping their property at increased values and prevent developers from taking advantage of the program. Senator Moran also recently introduced the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act of 2025, to provide greater flexibility to more financial institutions to offer affordable lines of credit to rural and agricultural borrowers to expand their family farms and to purchase homes. The state of Kansas ended February 2025 with total tax collections at $548.2 million, which is $121.9 million above the estimate, and total tax collections are up 5.1% from February 2024. Governor Kelly said that while Kansas's tax collections in February highlight the strength of Kansas's economy, they must continue to exercise caution and uphold fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial stability and prosperity for all Kansans. Individual income tax collections were $239.4 million. That's $149.4 million above the estimate and up 37.9% from February 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $16.3 million. That's $3.7 million below the estimate and down 22.8% from February of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $247.1 million, which is $1.1 million above the estimate and down $5.5 million from February 2024. A bill moving through the Kansas legislature is sparking debate over abortion rights, as House Bill 2062 would allow pregnant women to seek child support starting at conception. On Tuesday, the Kansas Senate debated HB 2062, which would guarantee child support payments from the moment of conception, with critics saying the bill is an attempt to recognize fetal personhood in state law, which could lay the groundwork for restricting abortion access. And proponents of the bill say it provides financial support to single mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. The full state Senate gave preliminary approval to the proposal, though senators will still need to reach a compromise with the House on wording, leaving both supporters and opponents in limbo.